Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, this is very significant. We're going somewhere. We're going to get to a place that that a lot of folks need some adjustment, and all of us can make adjustment on it. Did you hear this? I seek not my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. I seek not my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Verse 31, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent unto John, and he bore witness to the truth. He's saying John is a witness, right? John, in fact, there was a time when John was known widely, much more so than Jesus. And at the height of John's ministry, he introduced Jesus to everybody. He baptized him. You remember that? And then he said to his disciples, everybody, this is the Lamb of God. Didn't he? Is that a testimony? This is him. I told you there was one coming. Because they kept asking, John was so popular and his ministry was so powerful. People came to him and said, are you the one? Are you the anointed one that was going to come? Are you him? And he said, no. How many know you not only need to know who and what you are, you need to know what you're not.
Yes, that's good.
Is that right? He said, no, I'm not him. I'm not the one. But he's coming after me. And I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie his sandal. But he's coming. I'm baptizing you with water. But he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then on that day, he announced, this is him. This is the one I was talking about. This is the one I said. There comes one after me that's greater than me. The latchet of his shoe, I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. He's the one I was telling you about that baptizes with the Holy Spirit and fire. He's the one. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Is he testifying?
Yes.
Is he testifying?
Yes.
And Jesus said, John is my witness, and he's bearing witness to what?
The truth.
The truth. The truth. Keep reading. But I received not testimony from man. These things I say that you might be saved. Now, very important. Was Jesus looking for men to confirm him?
No.
He wasn't.
No.
Are many looking for men to confirm them today? Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. But it's the wrong place to look. You don't want confirmation of man. You want confirmation? Of God.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
The Bible said, just hold your place here. Hold your place there. Don't leave there. But put up on the screen for us. 2 Corinthians 10:18. Good thing you're believing with me. I got four pages of notes going at the same time here. 2 Corinthians 10:18 says, not he that commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. The Living Bible says, when someone boasts about himself and how well he's done, it doesn't count for much. But when the Lord commends him, that's different. Somebody say, that's different. The Complete English says, you may brag about yourself, but the only approval that counts is the Lord's approval.
Amen.
And how does he approve? How does he add his witness to? By the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, including miracles, signs, wonders.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what you want.
Amen. Absolutely.
And in so doing, here's the key. In so doing, He'll not just be confirming you.
That's right.
But confirming Him in you.
Thank you, Lord.
So important to distinguish. Jesus was not looking for people to confirm Him. Even when good people bore witness of Him, He said, I'm not looking for that. Let's look at it again. You're there in John 5 still?
Yes, sir.
You sent unto John, verse 33, He bore witness to the truth, but I received not testimony from man. These things I say that you might be saved. He said, I said that for your benefit. You think a lot of Him. He testified about me. Do you remember that? But then He goes to say, but that's not what I'm going by.
Amen.
That's not my confirmation.
No. Right.
Come on, can you see this?
Right.
Should you think like the Master?
Oh, yeah.
Right. He was a burning and a shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in His light. Can you see the overlap of light and witness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What's He talking about? John was a burning and a shining light. Well, His witness.
Yes, he
boldly proclaimed. He didn't care who saw Him.
Uh-uh.
Who heard? He boldly proclaimed who the Lord was, what truth was, what right was. But verse 36, Jesus said, but I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. The works are testifying. How many know healing testifies? When your needs are met, testifies. Is that right? When you're delivered and set free from bondages, habits, addictions, oppression, depression, that preaches. Just you showing up free and clean preaches. People can look at you clear-eyed. My Bible talks about the madman of Gadara. Man, what a mess he was in. Running through the cemetery, naked, cutting himself. He was the first nudist goth. It's true. It's true. He was infatuated with death. See, that's wrong. Everything black. Everything, cemetery and tombstone and hearse, that's not an acceptable hobby. It shows you got problems. You're yielding to wrong things. We're not darkness. We're not the children of death. We're light. Hallelujah. We're the children of life. Death, there's nothing beautiful about death. Yeah, you heard me. Death is an enemy. 1 Corinthians 15 says so. It's an enemy. It's the last enemy that'll be put underfoot. There's coming a time when there's going to be no more dying. Nothing's ever going to die again. We're looking forward to it. So don't magnify death. It's not good. It's not right. And, you know, running around without your clothes. Out in the open, out in public. Bad idea. You don't support nudists' right to express their freedoms? Well, they're messed up. They need to get saved and get right. Put some clothes on. Come join us. You need to be more open-minded. No, they need to get free. It's either right or it's not. It's either truth or it's not.
Right.
No, no. A lot of folks are contributing to problems in their children's life, their teenagers' life, by acting like all these things are okay. Well, yeah, just express your... No, they're yielding to wrong spirits. And the further they go, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah, right.
This is how people lose their minds.
Yeah, right.
It's not okay. No. He did get set free. And when he did get set free, next time they saw him, he was clothed and in his right mind.
Amen.
And everybody in that whole area in several counties, when they saw the madman of Gadara sitting there clothed and in his right mind, that's preaching to everybody. Just him sitting there with some clothes on, able to hold an intelligent conversation with you, is preaching to everybody. And you couldn't blame him. He said, Lord, I'm going to travel with you now. I'm going to say, wherever you go, I'm going. And the Lord said, no. I want you to go back to your people. I want you to go back to your home folks. And I want you to tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and had compassion. What's he telling him? Go be a witness. Go testify. And what's God planning on doing? He's planning on backing him up by the power of the Holy Spirit when he tells what God has done for him. God's going to whisper to other people that's listening, and I'll do it for you too. I'll save you too. I'll set you free too. I'll heal you too. And if and when they believe it, here will come the Holy Spirit to manifest it, to bring it to pass. There's power in it. And it's all connected with giving your testimony. Hallelujah. Keep reading. Jesus said, I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which your Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And verse 37, the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. He said, I'm a witness. John the Baptist is a witness. The works that you see, all these healings, all these deliverances, these miracles, those are testifying to you.
Yeah.
And the Father himself.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, how many know an honest person in the light of all this evidence, irrefutable evidence, is going to say, well, that's true. That's true. I'm not fighting it anymore. But see, a dishonest person doesn't care if it's true or not.
That's right.
They want to do what they want to do. And they want to believe something that'll support what they want to do. They don't care what's true or what's not. You got to love the truth more than what you want. And if the truth shows you up and corrects you and even makes you look bad, you need to say, so be it. Give me the truth. I will repent. I will change. But give me the truth.
Amen.
Do you love the truth?
Yes.
Say it out loud. I love the truth.
I love the truth.
Give me the truth.
Give me the truth.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Glory to God.
Amen. Give me the truth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.